There were several vigils last night in Highland Park, Illinois. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's been these moments of extreme darkness where I think we have the opportunity to be light.
Pastor Pearson Lowe, seven people were murdered in the 4th of July parade attack.
Among them, Irina and Kevin McCarthy. Their two-year-old boy was found by a stranger wandering the parade route alone, asking where his parents were. A GoFundMe has been started for that little boy and has already raised more than $1.8 million.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Highland Park, where the accused gunman will be in court in 3 hours.
Police knew Robert Cremo III before Monday. They were called to his house in September of 2019 after they say he threatened to kill his family. At the time, police took more than a dozen knives and a sword from the house. But just months later, Cremo III, according to state police, applied for and received a state ID to legally buy guns in Illinois.
Vice President Harris went to Highland Park calling for a so-called assault weapons ban.
There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America.
President Biden will hit the road today. Fox's Doug Luzader.
The president is going to be talking about a huge bailout for pension plans today while traveling to Ohio, but he may also seek something of a reset on the White House economic messaging. And we're seeing the administration really targeting now all levels of the gas and oil industry for high gas prices, even going after small gas station owners.
But Faizan Sarwar owns a Sunoco station in Pennsylvania and tells Fox,
we really don't have any type of control on these gas prices at all. Especially whenever these fuel companies actually email us what's going to be next.
Now, the price is down 2 cents today. It's down 23 straight days, almost a quarter off the record high. A scared of Santana concert last night. The guitarist collapsed on stage, but he said he'd be doing well today. America's listening to Fox.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. DACA is back in court today. It's the Obama-era program that shielded some immigrants from deportation and is still being challenged.
A federal court hears arguments today in the latest legal tussle over the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, created by executive order in 2012 to protect young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children from deportation. Former President Trump tried to end the immigration policy after taking office in 2017, but was blocked by courts. Since then, another court decision blocked new DACA applications as part of a challenge from the state of Texas. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear the Biden administration's appeal of that order. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Three Vietnam War veterans went to the White House, awarded as heroes.
Time has not diminished their astonishing bravery, their selflessness in putting the lives of others ahead of their own, and the gratitude that we as a nation owe them.
Dwight Birdwell and Dennis Fuji were Army specialists. John Duffy's a retired major. President Biden put medals of honor around their necks. Edward Kaneshiro wasn't there to get his medal. Got it posthumously. He was killed in action in 1967. Now we take it back to World War II. The last surviving member of a famed unit has died.
Bradford Freeman was a member of Easy Company of the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment. The unit's service in World War II chronicled in the book and the miniseries Band of Brothers. In 1942, Freeman left college and joined the Army, volunteered to become a paratrooper. He landed in Normandy, France on D-Day, later fought in Operation Market Garden, and was wounded in the Battle of the Bulge. After the war, Freeman returned to his native Mississippi, married his sweetheart, and worked as a mail carrier for 32 years. Bradford Freeman was 97. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.